everyone. So my research topic was, what impact does climate change have on population size? I chose this topic after listening to the Ology's Medusology with Dr. Rebecca Helm episode. But prior to that, ever since a 7th grade field trip to the South Carolina Aquarium, where I helped release a sea turtle, I have been super passionate about the ocean and marine life. From that point on, I have always done what I can to help protect, maintain, and conserve our marine environments. Currently, I am a marine biology major and interning with Charleston Waterkeeper, so over the course of my college career and internship, I have come to learn a lot about climate change and how it affects marine life. What I didn't know was how diverse and incredible jellyfish are. Like, for instance, did you know that jellyfish have been around for 500 million years? Crazy, I know. From listening to the podcast, I knew I wanted to know more about these gelatinous creatures. From my research, I learned that jellyfish may seem lifeless and jello-like, but they come with a mighty sting. Climate change has had serious negative effects on humans, the oceans, and the marine life that live in them. Although many marine animals have suffered due to the ocean acidification, warming temperatures, and unusual weather conditions, jellyfish are one of the few creatures that are thriving and benefiting from these stressful conditions. With the help of the CFC Library Discovery Service, I was able to find a lot of great peer-reviewed and credible sources to help me get to the bottom of the recent jellyfish blooms. According to an article, climate-related increases in jellyfish frequency suggest a more gelatinous future for the North Sea. Limnology and Oceanography, Volume 52, Number 1, American Society of Limnology and Oceanography, by Martin J. Attrell, a professor of marine ecology at the University of Plymouth School of Biological and Marine Sciences. There is a correlation between jellyfish numbers and climate change. As the pH decreases, or as the ocean becomes more acidic, jellyfish numbers increase. It only takes an average decrease of 0.2 in pH to cause drastic changes in jellyfish populations. That's right, this is the one particular instance where something going down is not a good thing. From another study, coastal acidification and deoxygenation enhance settlement but do not influence movement behavior of creeping polyps of jellyfish. Marine Environmental Research, Volume 162, by Sheldon Ray Bacco, a research scientist with the Australian Rivers Institute School of Environment and Science. It was determined that decreased oxygen levels, a cause of ocean acidification, improved the survival rate of jellyfish by 17%. A news article from the Washington Post's foreign affairs reporter Rick Nowak called "A Jellyfish Epidemic Has Australian Scientists Wondering Whether Climate Change Is to Be Blamed." I learned that in 2019, all of the beaches in Queensland, Australia were closed due to a bloom in jellyfish. For those wondering, a bloom of jellyfish is the classic scene from the cinematic masterpiece that is Finding Nemo. Except in this particular case, no one was racing atop the jellyfish because everyone was in the hospital for jellyfish stings. I loved this article because it was a real-life example of how climate change is affecting these jellyfish and ultimately how they are affecting humans. So, looking back at the research that I did, the research strategies that I found most effective were the utilization of Boolean operators and, database filters. With the use of these, I was able to decrease the amount of search results and tailor them to what I was specifically looking for. So, using things such like the year, what type of source it was, whether it was an article, a news article, a journal, ebook, and where it came from were all super beneficial in getting me the sources that I used for this research. So with these newly learned techniques, I will definitely continue to use them in future research that I do. As a marine biology major and someone in STEM or just someone in general that likes to do research, I know that it'll likely come in handy when I'm trying to narrow down and really focus on a certain topic. So for my particular research, scholarly journals and articles were used the most and were especially beneficial during this process because getting data from a scholarly journal is a way of ensuring that the information received is valid. Because the issue of climate change and its effects have only recently been heavily researched within the last few decades, especially in regard to jellyfish, there was some data that was outdated. In order to combat this, I did Google searches to verify information or broadly use the information from these articles, but only to define like what a jellyfish was and things like that. Well, I hope that everyone enjoyed this podcast, and I wish everyone the best of luck with finals. But I'll leave you all with this. If jellyfish can survive and thrive millions of years without a brain, I think we can make it through finals week.